Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your Aries Full Moon Release and Let Go Astrology Energy Report and Guided Meditation for October 9th of 2022. I am Susan Saucier, your Spiritual Intuitive Coach. Please note that this report is for everyone. If you know your birth chart, you can look to see where Aries is, and it will help you to know what area of your life you may be working on during this time. If Aries is your sun, moon, or rising sign, you will more than likely feel this a little bit more deeply. Now, if you're interested in going directly to the guided meditation portion for the full moon, I have placed a timestamp in the notes below. And if you're interested in what you may experience in your world over the next few weeks, then let's begin and talk about that right now. Some positive aspects that you may encounter with this Aries full moon are confidence and being courageous, ambitious, honest, self-motivated, creative, organized, optimistic, and Aries tends to have a lot of energy as well. Some of the negative aspects that may show up are being impatient, intolerant, short-tempered, selfish, needing attention and validation, can be too competitive, and can also be impulsive. Now, before I get into your energy forecast, I'm just going to give you a quick reminder because I am now offering one-on-one coaching sessions that will allow you to discover what your spirit team wants you to know, as well as offering guidance and clarity on your life's journey. You can choose from different packages or even just a one-on-one, whatever you feel resonates with you. And most of them do include the bonus of a personalized guided meditation. And right now, I'm offering a 10% discount on everything as we step into the last quarter of 2022. If you wish to take advantage of these discounts, I've put the discount code in the description box below. And if you enjoy these forecasts, please check out my podcast called Your Soul's Journey on Planet Earth, where I talk about all kinds of things regarding being a spiritual being, living a human experience. And I also put the guided meditations for the full moon and this report on the podcast as well, for those of you who prefer to listen on Spotify or some other places where you can access this. Now let's get back to the energy of this Aries full moon. Aries is about taking action. It is a fire sign and definitely gives you that feeling to get up, move, and take action. Aries is also about the self. Time to tap into your self-awareness and recognize what you can do differently that you have been either ignoring or holding on to that's been needing your attention. Where can you take action and what can you do that supports that action? Now, because we're still in Libra, it's important to recognize that Aries and Libra, they're both cardinal signs, which are all about leadership and new beginnings. So this full moon is not just about releasing and purging and letting go and cleansing. It's also about filling up that empty space once you release the heavy energy. And you will feel, perhaps, where you can take inspired action to bring about these new beginnings that are being offered during this time. You are in a time also of self-reflection, personal development, and growth, restructuring your life, becoming more self-aware of areas in your life where you need to make some revisions, noticing behaviors and emotions coming up to the surface that may be revealing to you toxic and negative habits and patterns that need your attention. This Aries full moon is literally pushing you to go after what you want because you just might get it. So be careful what you wish for. But it's also pushing you to let go of what you no longer need. This full moon is what we would refer to as an Aries-Libra polarity. Since we are in Libra season, as I mentioned earlier, and they're both cardinal signs, you will be feeling that strong pull to take the lead. And this will also be about learning compromise and partnerships because Aries is about the self, but Libra is more towards the idea of others and relationships and partnerships and also compromise. Since Aries tends to be a courageous sign and eager to take the lead, you may find yourself stepping out of your comfort zone, feeling that you really can go after your dreams in a way that allows you to not only focus on your personal needs, but also on the needs of those relationships in your life. You will be aware of how what you do yourself in your life is impacting others. This particular full moon is urging you to find a balance between your needs and the personal needs of those in your life, and truly finding a way to create harmony and compromise where needed, as long as it is for your highest good and in alignment with what is best for you and everyone involved. Sometimes it's difficult to see the big picture, but it may help to understand that if you fill your cup up first with that pure love and intention, then it will be easier for it to flow out to others. You're learning the lesson too to take care of yourself, as I'm always mentioning, that's so important, and Aries is definitely all about the self. But since we're in Libra season, it's going to be important that you take care of yourself, but also find the balance in how you can also take care of others. Now, the conflict that you may find yourself in is the push and pull between the energetic, impulsive Aries and the fair-minded Libra who just wants peace, balance, and harmony. This full moon will definitely be putting a bright spotlight on all of this, especially in your home, family, career, and anything to do with relationships. As I've mentioned quite a bit this year, and I'll remind you again, we are still in a universal 6 year in numerology, which means we're all feeling that. Everyone has their own personal numerology year they're going through, but we're all feeling the 6 year. Which is pushing you to learn how to balance every relationship in your life, at work and at home, and juggling all of it, which is a lot. And with this full moon, it may leave you feeling the need to take care of you and forget about everyone else. Especially during this Aries full moon, it can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm just done with this, and I don't blame you. It's been challenging. But instead of forgetting about everyone else and taking off impulsively, use the positive energy of the Aries full moon to do what's necessary to take care of you first so that you do have the energy you need, and the desire will come for you to take care of the people in your life as well. If you continue to ignore this and not do what you can to create a balance between the push and the pull of Aries and Libra, it just may backfire, leaving you wishing you honored the balance that this full moon has been asking you to do. The Aries full moon is also about what's best for you and what is best for others, and how we can combine the two so that everyone ends up happy. Sometimes that is not easy at all, and therefore requires you to use the leadership qualities of both these cardinal signs to help you create new strategies, new ideas, and ways to compromise. Remember to tap into the energies that are available. Use determination. Be resourceful in your thinking. If you find yourself stuck and really struggling, or even lost in worry and stress, this would be the time to recognize that you don't have to go through this alone. Use whatever partnerships and friendships in your life are available to you. It helps to brainstorm and just have another trusted person listen. Remember that patience is a strength, and you've been learning about patience all year long. Take those deep breaths and be willing to take a good look at what you've been creating this year, what relationships you wish to keep, resolve, or even let go of that no longer serve you. The energy of this full moon is highly suggesting that you learn how to surrender. If you find yourself feeling so overwhelmed that you just can't handle any more, because this heated energy from fiery Aries is really pushing you to reach a point where you can't ignore it anymore, because it's not in alignment and it's uncomfortable and it just keeps showing up. And it's kind of like where you say that's the icing on top of the cake, where you just lose it and say, I can't take it anymore. That's what's happening. You are being pushed to resolve one way or another. Now, Chiron, which is known as the wounded healer, is very active during this full moon, which is another reminder that healing is available to you. And sometimes that healing will show up in the form of surrender or even forgiveness, or owning the fact that you're trying to control everything, including trying to change everyone in your life, and it's not working. When you're willing to surrender, you're releasing your hold on the situation or the person, and you're freeing up energy to bring about solutions and possibilities to resolve old wounds. Now, I know there can be people in your life that you've been really working hard to try to change or help them improve, but you got to realize you can only do so much. You can offer the advice, but the only one you can change is you. So you can change how you view everything. Let go of judgment, which I know is not always easy. Just take that back seat right now if it's needed. The wounds that you experienced in your life are not there to deplete you. They're there to empower you to grow and awaken into your true essence. And this Aries full moon, combined with Chiron, is definitely bringing this to the surface, whether you want it to work out or not. It's almost as if you've been given many opportunities this year to work through things and make some changes, shift, whatever might happen, whatever you need to do. And if you haven't, it's kind of coming to that point right now where whether you're going to take action or not, it's almost like you don't have a choice. That's what it feels like. Remember, your life experiences, even the most challenging ones, they're your medals of honor. I mean, think of all you've been through and how much you've achieved, grown, and learned throughout all of those lessons. And sometimes you can look back and say, oh my gosh, I don't think I learned anything. I kept doing the same thing over and over again. But you are able to see that, and that's huge. And then you can do what you need to do to make sure you are prepared the next time it comes around. This energy is giving you more fuel to resolve what is needing to be resolved or shifted. Now, since Aries is fiery and very action-oriented, you'll probably be feeling the need to take action, to move in some way, shape, or form. Use that energy, like exercise, burn some of that energy, take action, get some things done that you need to, because it will be fulfilling and rewarding. And any inspired action to make changes will help you shift your energy and your focus into something that is more in alignment with you. I also want to mention that this is the last full moon before eclipse season begins, which means if you want to keep running in circles, that's your choice. But if you really want to resolve a situation, now is the time. Otherwise, you may find yourself needing to wait until next month's full moon eclipse to work through it again. Also, we're no longer in Mercury retrograde, which allowed you at that time to reevaluate a lot of stuff. And now that Mercury is stationed direct, you may be discovering just what you've been working on, and the results are unfolding and being revealed to you during this time. So in closing, the Aries full moon is offering you so many wonderful opportunities to take the lead and be the leader in your life that you admire. Use the positive qualities that Aries is offering you by taking inspired action, feeling confident, be courageous, ambitious, and optimistic. Use the energy that's available as we're in Libra season to help you bring more balance and harmony into whatever project or situation or relationship that you're working on during this time. You always have free will and the right to choose how you wish to react and respond to everything. So use this gift wisely. If you can be self-aware, but also willing to compromise where needed, you may just find that balance you've been seeking that leads to magical outcomes. When you take care of you, honor yourself, and love yourself first, you allow that vibration to bring more love and honor back into your life as well. Even though you may feel the intensity of this fiery full moon, there's plenty of compassion and support to bring some balance and harmony into your equation as well. Life is a journey, and it's up to you on how you choose to react, to learn, to compromise, to adapt, and to love yourself enough to grow into the person that you came here to be. As always, your angels, guides, and spirit team are right by your side, supporting you every step of the way. And even if you're feeling alone, you're truly never alone, because within you and all around you, you have an amazing spirit team that is supporting you every step of the way, because you are more than your pain, more than your scars, and more than your fear. Why? Because you're amazing. And if you're new to this channel, thank you so much for listening. I hope you will join me every few weeks by hitting the subscribe button, notification bell, so you know when I upload a video. And please introduce yourself in the comments section. I'd love to hear from all of you. If you found this helpful, please remember to share it with others. To my current subscribers, as always, so much love and gratitude to all of you. Thank you so much for listening and taking the time to comment. I truly do appreciate it. Now, if you're interested in preparing your space for the full moon, I've put the link below for your convenience. And if you're ready to enjoy your full moon guided meditation, then find a comfortable place and let's begin. Begin by closing your eyes and setting your intention. Connecting with the energy of the full moon and letting the full moon know you are grateful for the lighted path that is before you, which is helping you to clearly see what adjustments need to be made and what you are ready to release. Now take a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and release through your mouth. Once again, breathing in through your nose, new fresh clarity, and releasing through your mouth the old stagnant energy that no longer serves you. Let us join together in love, peace, and harmony as we gather together, embarking on this journey and connecting with the full moon as we prepare to cleanse and release what no longer serves us. We ask to be embraced in the highest vibration of pure divine love, pure healing light, surrounding us with safety and protection always. And we ask Archangel Michael from the south, bringing in the element of fire, to join us on this journey as we burn and release what no longer serves us. We ask Archangel Raphael from the east, offering us the element of air, to bring healing as we reclaim our power and let go of blocks and limiting beliefs. And we ask Archangel Uriel from the north, bringing in the element of earth to give us a solid foundation upon which to build our dreams, providing us with stability and balance in our lives. And we call upon Archangel Gabriel from the west, bringing in the element of water to shower down upon us pure cleansing, white light, clearing away old wounds and washing away past issues that hold us back, and supporting us as we sit with our emotions, aligning with our true authentic self. As we gather under this beautiful full moon, we also invite our spirit team, guides, angels, and helpers to be by our side as we embrace the opportunity this full moon is offering us. Now recognize that this full moon is symbolizing the end of a chapter in your life, shedding light upon the things and situations and behaviors
that need your attention so that you can let them go. This is a healing process of purging and releasing and letting go. Please remember to drink plenty of water when your session is complete. This full moon is also illuminating the things and people in your life that may be interfering with your spiritual growth and enlightenment. So right now, give yourself permission to be open to the light of the full moon and the messages that are being presented to you. Know that this is a great opportunity where you purge and release whatever you do not wish to take with you into your future. As you take in another cleansing breath through your nose, releasing the stagnant energy through your mouth, begin to feel your body relaxing even more deeply into a peaceful state, knowing that this is your time to heal, your time to purge, your time to release and let go of any stress, anxiety, and worries. Begin to feel them simply lift up off of your shoulders, out of your mind, drifting up and away from you, drifting up further and further away from you into nothingness. Know that you are safe and secure, and your spirit team is surrounding you with loving, healing light. Now begin to see in your mind a beautiful path unfolding before you. The full moon above is shining its bright, illuminating light, and you can clearly see the path before you. Notice that this path is specifically just for you and you alone, and it is created by your spirit team to bring you the safety, the love, and the healing that is needed as you release and purge. As you walk slowly along this beautiful path, begin to notice a gentle breeze caressing your face. You can smell the scent of beautiful flowers, and you can see all the stars lighting up the sky surrounding the bright full moon. You notice tall trees on either side of you as you walk along the path, feeling the velvety grass so soft beneath your feet. And as you come to the end of this path, you suddenly find yourself in a large, magnificent meadow. The full moon is shining, guiding you to a soft, large blanket awaiting your arrival. And as you sit or lie on this blanket, you find yourself looking up at the full moon and all the bright stars, feeling at peace, knowing that this is a powerful moment where you are here to heal and cleanse and rejuvenate your physical body, emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, and energy field. Taking in a nice, slow, deep breath, releasing and letting go. You are now ready to proceed with releasing everything on your list, stating out loud or in your mind, I am now releasing everything on my list. This is my intention. I am ready to let go of what no longer serves me. I am washing away the fears of yesterday. I now release myself from any obstacles that are in my path. I now choose to forgive, knowing that I am setting myself free by doing so. I am now free from all these things, situations, and people that no longer serve me. This is my intention, and I am choosing to let this go. And it is so. Now allow yourself to bask in this loving energy of the full moon as it vibrates healing energy onto you, assisting you in letting go and releasing, guiding you and helping you purge and wash away all painful memories, washing away and soothing heartache, releasing and dissolving physical pain, helping you let go of anger and grief, dissolving guilt and shame, and removing any limiting beliefs and blocks that have kept you stuck. Know that while you have endured many challenges, they have allowed you to gain so much wisdom and insight in the process. Understanding that choosing to hold on to memories and negative situations and people that weigh you down will continue to keep you stuck. Set yourself free. It's time. You are ready to move forward and release any negative, heavy energy right now. Say these words in your mind or out loud. My heart's desire is to be filled with love, happiness, peace, excellent health, prosperity, and abundance. And at this time, it is my intention, and I am choosing to heal every part of my body and my mind as I embrace this love and healing energy from this beautiful, vibrant full moon. Now begin to see in your mind everything you have written on your list. Notice that it is no longer bright and colorful. Notice that it has now become smaller and smaller, and you can barely see the words that you have written down. The list filled with everything you wish to release has now begun to move further and further away from you. Further and further away, no longer having any power or control over you. And as you look out into the distance, you can see this tiny speckle, smaller and smaller, until you no longer see it at all. It is gone. It is done. It is over. It is released and dissolved. You are free. You are now ready to embrace new positive beginnings that will empower you and fill you with joy and love. Place your hands over your heart. This signifies that you are cleansing the old and opening up space for a healing to take place in all areas of your life. Know that as you bask under the beautiful, vibrant, healing light of the full moon, you are also choosing to make any necessary changes that are needed in order for you to move forward on your path. Say these words out loud or in your mind. I am choosing to love myself. I am choosing to honor myself. I now give thanks and gratitude to the full moon, to the universe, and my creator. I now give thanks and gratitude to my spirit team, angels, and guides for being with me on this healing and nourishing, rejuvenating journey. I am so grateful for this cleansing and release, and I now have room and welcome in beautiful new beginnings that are manifesting in my life. And it is so. Thank you. Thank you. Now find yourself leaving the beautiful meadow, walking down the beautiful path, and finding yourself back into the present moment, knowing that you have released and you have cleansed and you have let go of what is no longer needed in your future. When you are ready, you can either continue to drift off into a wonderful deep sleep, or open your eyes and enjoy the rest of your day. At this time, I would like to thank each and every one of you. You all are extremely special to me, and I'm grateful that you have joined us to become part of this wonderful family. I wish you the best going forward, and I hope that you will share this video if you found it helpful. Hit the like button, the thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I look forward to talking with you again